A fun summer beach read about using technology to fundamentally alter the process of childbirth. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It's Monday, and that's as good a day as ever to introduce an occasional new series on Marketplace Tech on summertime entertainment. Sometimes it seems like there is nothing that tech companies won't try to disrupt, and a new novel out now takes that idea all the way to the womb. Imagining a biotech startup that shortens pregnancy to just 9 weeks and gets rid of things like morning sickness and long postpartum recovery. The target audience for this tech? High-functioning, ultra-successful women who want to be mothers, but want to take as little time off as possible from their lives and their work. And then, of course, greed, human nature, and adventure intervene. Chailey Wolfson-Widger is the author of Mother of Invention. I asked her how she sees this story.
Well, I think it is a cautionary tale. The book came from my work as a recruiter for tech companies, where I'm encountering highly ambitious people, and particularly women, every day, who are sort of embracing technology to maximize what they can accomplish. You know, everything from, you know, Fitbit trackers to, you know, cryotherapy to fight their cellulite, sleep tracking apps. It just seems that people, and particularly women, are eager to regulate their bodies with technology and medicine to make them more efficient and tidy. And so I just wanted to explore these ideas kind of via an absurd alleged improvement of the 9-week pregnancy.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like you took this idea of, you know, whether a woman can have everything and played it out to kind of the most sacred thing you can choose with childbirth. And it sort of raises this question, you know, should technology give us whatever we want?
Exactly. You know, at least 5 years ago, when the lean-in phenomenon was soaring, the idea that women should open our arms as wide as possible to everything and usher it all in, it was very trendy. You know, just that we should charge into the boardroom, you know, punch out those kids, and then hustle back to work full time, you know, while finding a way to breastfeed and, you know, answer your email in the bathroom of soccer tournaments and all that. To me, the assumption that lots of women everywhere actually want this life of relentless hustle and pressure seems ludicrous to me. And so these are ideas that I was trying to explore in the book, sort of the pressure to do it all, because we can, you know, up against the tension of the reasonableness of doing that.
There has been this gradual increase in women's health technology. Do you think that it could inevitably, like so many things in the tech industry, start to over-rotate on convenience and this on-demand lifestyle that tech seems to be all about right now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that there is a benefit in natural barriers to not slowing down and working all the time. You know, I think there's actually a reason that we're pregnant for 9 months and that it takes a long time to feel like yourself again after giving birth. And when we have tools to counter these natural barriers to slowing down, you know, then the bar is raised again on that expectation to just keep charging forward and sort of ignoring these natural cues.
Chailey Wolfson-Widger is the author of Mother of Invention. Since about 2013, women's health startups have raised $1.1 billion, according to CB Insights. Many are focused on reproductive health and fertility, but no pregnancy shortening just yet. If you'd like to read a sample of Mother of Invention, head on over to our website, marketplacetech.org, and you'll find some other summer entertainment recommendations and interviews also. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepherd as a marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.